Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Welcome to America wa yukai da! Yay, 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 yay!
Thanks for coming, everyone. I'm Joe.
And I'm Kay. 前回はヒロ君がメリーナちゃんにお別れをするというエピソードでしたね。今回はモモちゃんがカーソン君にお別れを言っているところです。
Oh, very sad.
And その前に、ジョー先生に今日この最後のエピソードを迎えるにあたって今後、アメリカ愉快だのコーナーを聞けなくなってしまうリスナーさんがどんな方法でお勉強を続けていけばいいのかアドバイスをもらいたいと思います。 So Joe, this is the final episode in our series. So what can listeners do to continue to improve their English conversation abilities?
I have one good recommendation, and if you all do it, your English conversation will become very good.
Okay.
And that is...You should speak with a friend for at least 20 minutes every week.
Okay.
If you kind of review these podcasts and with your friend for just 20 minutes, speak English using the words, you'll learn it because language is a social phenomenon.
Okay. 社会的現象ということですね。
That's right. And if you use the words, you remember them. If you only listen, only read them, you'll forget. But if you speak the words, you'll remember them.
それでは、今日のエピソードに行ってみたいと思います。でカールソン君は最初に、ももちゃんに恐ろしくベタだけど寂しくなるよももっていう風に言ってます。 Matt Corny で恐ろしくベタという意味です。
Right, corny means strange. And everybody uses this word. Young people use it. Those clothes are corny. Or what he said was corny. Kind of like childish in a way like that. But this word mad here is kind of slang again, and young people say it. It means like really.
Okay.
Mad, corny, really corny, like that. Other expressions, mad, for example, don't be so mad crazy.
No.
Or what you said was mad stupid. So it's kind of like really.
Okay.
Or it's mad hot outside today.Or she has mad problems, really big problems, kind of like that. Those are the ways people use it, young people use it these days.
Okay. で、カールソン君は、君がいなくなったら、誰が僕の音楽の音量を気にしてくれるんだいというふうに言ってます。To keep something in check. で、何々を牽制するとか防止するというんですね。
Right, for example, we should keep North Korea in check.
Okay.
It means kind of control them.
Yes.
Or to give another team in sports, a team, keep a team in check. Kind of like defense. We need to keep them in check.
Okay.
We need to control them like that. And in the dialogue, Carson says that if Momo returns back to Japan, she will not be able to keep him in check. Especially his music levels, because he really likes music, and Momo sometimes controlled him and stopped him from maybe listening too much, like that. Momo says that she needs to stay here before he reaches full delinquency. Right, that's kind of an expression, mean before he becomes very crazy and stupid. This is also really slang. Young people say it. He is in full delinquency. He's kind of...Very
crazy.
Childish,
okay.
like that. Yes, yes.
この delinquency はね、本当の意味は犯罪とかって意味なんですけど、ここだと別にそんな重たい意味ではないですね。
Right, but especially in the news, right? He was arrested and charged with juvenile delinquency. Juvenile means kind of for children under the age of 18 or 20.
青年とか思春期とかって意味ですね。
That's right. Juvenile delinquency. So you hear that in dramas sometimes. It's a law term.
Okay.
And then again in the dialogue, Momo says that she should stay in America before he reaches full delinquency, before he kind of becomes crazy, like that.
で、カールソンは嫌味が上手くなったもんだなというふうに言ってます。Sarcasm で嫌味とか皮肉という意味ですね。
Right, she picked up good sarcasm while in America.
で、カールソンはそのスキルが失われないようにマメに連絡してよねというふうに言ってます。To keep in touch で豆に連絡をするとかコンタクトを取り合うという意味ですね。
Right, she should keep in touch with him.
であとは日本のお菓子も送ってねというふうに頼んでいます。でももちゃんは私一気にあんな量の抹茶のキットカット食べる人初めて見たというふうに言っています。 In one sitting で一気にという意味です。
Right, it's a good expression. I ate all the food in one sitting, all at one time, like that. Or you can say to your friend, you shouldn't eat that all in one sitting. You should save some until the next day, like that.
Yeah, I've never seen that type of person either. Yeah, like matcha Kit Kat tastes like grass, I feel like. No offense, but...
right. To eat all of them in one sitting is sometimes hard, right?
で、カールさんはもう中毒だよねっていうふうに言ってます。To be addicted で中毒になってるとか超ハマってるってことですね。
Right, especially to be addicted to something.、Mm-hmm. For example, he is addicted to alcohol.
Okay.
Right. And Carson is addicted to the Kit Kats. Like that.
で、このシリーズ最後の面白い表現いきたいと思います。もうあのお茶がお菓子と同じくらい美味しいなんて誰が知ってたというふうに言っています。Who knew something could 何々で、こういう文法なんですけど、could you explain a little bit in English?
You're kind of imagining something that's really special. Who knew 何々 could da 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 da.
ここのこう Who knew 何々 could はこう何々がこうであるっていうふうにこうイメージする、想定しているという感覚ですね。
For example, I got a really good score on the test.、Mm-hmm. Who knew I could get such a good score? 、okay. Like that, you're kind of surprised、mm-hmm. like that. Or your friend got a really good job. Who knew he could get such a good job? like that,、okay. you're kind of surprised.、
超びっくりしてる時に使うことですね。
Right, and again, in the dialogue, Carson says, who knew that tea could taste as good as candy?、So he's kind of surprised.
それではまずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いてポーズのところで大きな声でシャドーイングをしてみてください。その後自然なスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Momo, I know this is mad corny, but I'm gonna miss you, dude.Who's gonna keep me? And my music levels in check once you're gone.
Oh no, you're right. I need to stay here in America.Before you reach for delinquency.
Haha. You picked up American sarcasm pretty quickly. Remember to keep in touch.So you can keep up your skills.
Of course.
And so you can send me more Japanese candy.
I've never seen someone eat.That many matcha Kit Kats in one sitting.
Hey, I'd never had matcha before, but now I'm addicted. Who knew?Tea could taste as good as candy.
Basically, old Japanese know that. Haha.
Just send me the Kit Kats, okay?Momo, I know this is mad corny, but I'm gonna miss you, dude. Who's gonna keep me and my music levels in check once you're gone?
Oh no, you're right. I need to stay here in America before you reach full delinquency.
You pick up American sarcasm pretty quickly. Remember to keep in touch so you can keep up your skills.
Of course.
And so you can send me more Japanese candy.
I've never seen someone eat that many matcha Kit Kats in one sitting.
Hey, I'd never had matcha before. But now I'm addicted. Who knew tea could taste as good as candy?
Basically, all Japanese know that, haha.
Just send me the Kit Kats, okay?
Okay, we are finished. And everyone out there, we'll be back in the near future with another series for low-level listeners, people who think English is kind of hard, and we hope to see you there. Thanks again, everyone, and we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye. 頑張ってください。